WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A fire in Bryan yesterday looked worse than it really was. That's according to Fire Chief Randy McGregor after an oil tank fire was extinguished behind a nursing home west of Blinn College. No one was injured and residents of the Lampstand Nursing Home were not evacuated. Firefighters from Bryan and College Station spent 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. The cause of the fire has not been determined. A Bryan woman was killed yesterday morning in a two-vehicle crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria. Bryan police reported a southbound car was driving in the northbound lanes when it struck a pickup. The driver, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours. A rare community meeting involved the state agency that regulates residential care facilities took place this month, involving a facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys northeast of Bryan.
State Representative Kyle Cassell told WTAW News he gathered the interested parties due to a disturbing number of criminal occurrences around Everyday Life Boys Ranch. Cassell says he wants to ensure the safety of the neighbors and hold the ranch to state standards. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says deputies respond to calls from the ranch as well as the neighborhood.
I just hope that we can find a way that everybody is satisfied with what happens out there and can, you know, live life peacefully.
Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there have been more days than not that a ranch resident in the 4th through 12th grade is involved in an incident at any of 7 affected schools. The incidents range from classroom disruptions to assaults.
It tends to take a lot of our administrators' time and teachers' time to de-escalate the situation with these everyday life students.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the agency that regulates the ranch, says they met with law enforcement and the ranch in 2013 over many of the same issues.
We can listen and we may be able to come up with solutions based on what the community feels they need.
Ranch founder Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, says he was unaware and surprised at what he had heard.
I didn't know that the relationship with a couple of neighbors was so bad. I wish they would have came and really talked to us about the incidents or what they thought may have been our kids or not our kids.
Cassell says he's hopeful there's a mutually beneficial resolution for all the parties involved. Interviews with all the speakers and Cassell's statement are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A week from now, you might be getting a phone call asking for your opinions about what should be included in a YMCA. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, is a member of the advisory council recruiting the Houston-wide open branches in both Bryan and College Station.
Your listeners will start to get phone calls from a company called Foursquare Research. That'll begin on the 26th of this month. Foursquare is going to be calling a representative group of citizens in the area, not just here in College Station, but also in our ETJ.
Results of the survey are expected on August 1st. The Texas Reds Festival has announced its headline entertainment for its 10th anniversary year.
We will have Rodney Crowell on Saturday, and Ray Wiley Hubbard will be back as our Sunday headliner.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says 30 more entertainers will also be performing during the festival, which starts September 23rd. New to the festival will be a Sunday steak and egg brunch in the area where the steaks are served on Saturday night. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos any time of the day to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
American League Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094, or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. we help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is 811. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Go to Wilton's.com, order your stuff by 4 o'clock today, and you can have it the next day. Not just here in Bryan College Station, but all over Central Texas. Here's some weather.
Today is the first day of summer, astronomically speaking. From this point on, the days start getting shorter until we get to the winter solstice in December. We'll have sunshine today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon, high of 90 to 95. Overnight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow, an isolated storm possible by late in the day tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. And it's sunny Wednesday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So in the mind of many Texans, we have two flagship universities here that are pretty much polar opposites.
Yeah.
We have the University of Texas in Austin that is perceived as diverse and urban and liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Texas A&M, which is viewed as being white, rural, and conservative. Well, a couple of folks from the Texas Tribune, including one of the guys who used to work here, Matthew Watkins, I believe, took a look at these numbers. And it's kind of interesting. See, you always hate to go before the Supreme Court of the United States.
Sure.
Texas has had to do this once, and they're about to have to do it again. And it all has to do with this idea of affirmative action when it comes to deciding who's going to get into school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, A&M decided they didn't want to use that. They kind of like the idea of this 10% thing, where, you know, you take the top 10% out of the graduating classes of the Texas high schools, and you take that into account. Now, a key word here is legally. They don't legally at A&M do this affirmative action thing. Okay, now they may look at that, and that's fine, but they're kind of saying that this is a, you know, the 10% rule works. And I kind of like it, and again, more kudos to Robert Gates, as if he didn't have enough for the things that he did while he was here.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that A&M could probably be more diverse if they didn't change their admissions policies. And so, where are we now? See, in the past years, UT has railed against the fact that A&M is not using this, and so, as a result, they think that they're doing a better job. Well, if you go in and you look at the numbers now, at the University of Texas back in 2003, the black and Hispanic enrollment was 16% of the student body. Now it's 23%. Now, over that same period of time at A&M, when it was 16% at Texas, it was 10% at A&M. Well, now it's 23% at Texas, and it's 23% at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that's all about.
Yeah.
So, you know, what A&M has done is they have worked the 10% rule to believe that they have evolved into a school now that can better meet the needs. Now, here's the problem, though, and I think A&M is probably in a little bit better position, quite honestly. But if you consider that last year, more than half the Texas high school kids were Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in for just a second,
more
okay?
More than half.
More than half. And A&M student body is still far wider than Texas, but part of that also has to do with the very high Asian enrollment that they have at UT as mm-hmm. opposed to what we have here. So mm-hmm. that kind of falls into a different category. But, I mean, one of the things that's really difficult is coming up with, when you've got a state system that K through 12 looks like that, obviously you need to work to make sure that those people feel here and inclusive in it. It makes me remember the movie Breaking Away. Have y'all seen the movie Breaking Away?
I have not.
It's pretty cool. I personally think it'd be worth, you know, going and finding someplace or downloading. It's the story of a bike race that they have at the University of Indiana every
okay.
year. And what happened is some outliers ended up deciding to join this fraternity-only bike race, and how it, the townies, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the scenes is really interesting because this townie kid is walking with his dad through the campus of the University of Indiana, and his dad was a stone cutter. And he said, you know, it's interesting, we built these buildings, but we never felt like we were good enough to go into them after they were finished.
Hmm.
And I thought, wow. And that's as true now as ever.
That's heavy stuff.
To take kids who have not been, look, you need to go to campus besides an athletic event. There really is a reason to do that. And I think A&M does a pretty good job of that here locally. But, you know, that has to be replicated all over the state for kiddos who are in school to find a reason to want to go over to that place over there with the really nice buildings where they may not feel like they belong. And so I think the way that A&M's doing it is pretty smart. And they're doing a lot of outreach, obviously, within the system. But
I feel
bottom line is it's 0.1% difference now in black and Hispanic between A&M and Texas.
I feel like moving into the SEC has a little bit to do with that too, because, you know, I mean, the city's growing and mm-hmm. things like that, and I think the population diversity in and of itself just of the city has changed.
It has.
And I think that sort of a thing kind of lends itself to leading directly into that.
Well, it was so easy to be able to know what the profile of A&M was 20 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it really was easy to see. And you know, they would joke when you see a black kid on campus, you say, oh, what sport do you play?
Yeah.
And, you know, which was a sad commentary, but that's really kind of the way that it was. But now more and more kiddos are feeling that. And obviously, we're well beyond the pale of having to do this. But A&M does a lot of outreach to go to, I'm sure, different campuses and school districts and show them what their schools have to offer, not just the College Station campus, but all of them. But the benefits obviously are being reaped. So anyway, it's a big story that's in Texas Tribune today about by taking two different paths, they've gotten to just about the same numbers. Meatloaf is okay.
Woohoo!
Meatloaf is okay.
The food or the singer?
Yeah, Mr. Loaf. Yeah, Mr. Loaf, who's was born in Dallas, by the way. Just in
really?
Case you
didn't
know
that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Collapsed on stage last Thursday in Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton, Alberta. He's done this before.
Oh, collapse, we are talking about the singer.
The singer, not the food. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Although the food's pretty okay, too.
It could be. anyhow, so he had collapsed, and there was video out there, which, again, is very disturbing when you see that, because it got real serious real fast.
Yeah.
Well, whoever was running the late shift on the New York Post went ahead and just pulled out the old obit and put that in the paper. Yeah.
So. I may or may not know all of the lyrics to Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Okay. Well, you know.
Just putting that out there in case anyone wants to have a sing-off one day.
Two out of three ain't bad is a pretty
there
good one, too.
There you go. Yeah.
I would do anything for love.
Yeah, right, exactly. So Mr. Loaf is okay and will continue his
Thank
tour.
Goodness.
Yeah, which wraps up July 2nd in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. So. All right, good for him.
And it was the New York Post that
put
that?
Yeah, New York Post got that down.
Surprise.
Yeah, sorry that happened. So an Australian, Glenn Yates, threw a message in a bottle into the ocean in 1980. Last week, it found its way hundreds of miles across away from that beach. Aussie Vanessa and Daryl Natris walking their dog when they came across the bottle. Inside, they found the letter, which read, "Hello, today is Tuesday, the 13th of May, 1980. The sun is shining, the weather is fine. In a few minutes, I will be throwing this message into the Southern Ocean. My name is Glenn Yates, and I live in Albany." Western Australia. If you happen to find this, you're very lucky. Vanessa and Daryl tracked him down. He is still alive. He got his message.
That is so cool.
It is kind of cool, yeah.
I wish it said something more interesting on
yeah,
the
Yeah, really. So on this date in
the
history.
The weather is nice.
Yeah, okay. Scott Dunn recently awoke from a medically induced coma he had been in after getting into a car accident. Well, he was really disappointed when he realized that he had missed his high school graduation. So his Pennsylvania classmates did a do-over for him last week.
Oh, cool.
More than half of his students, classmates, came back, and they recreated the original commencement ceremony. It took place in late May.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's not bad, not bad. And here's one. Not every day that somebody turns 100, and it's really not every day that three childhood best friends hit the century mark together.
Whoa.
On Saturday, three women, best friends for nearly a century, celebrated reaching triple digits during a ceremony at the Zion Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., the church that they have all regularly attended since childhood. They were all born in June or July of 1916. They had a fourth that they hoped would join them, but Leona Barnes was not able to take part. She passed away in May, 2 months shy of her 100th.
Mm.
But I'm just saying,
three's pretty good.
You're 100, and you're not even the oldest person in your church. You may not even be the second oldest person in your church. Yeah, she turned 100. Ah, so what? We got three of them over
us
here.
Too.
Not a big deal.
You've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. Tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Amish Furniture for generations. You know, we've told you that buying furniture there is different than buying furniture anyplace else, because we are talking about handcrafted, bench-built furniture of solid wood. So that takes a while. You may see something on the floor that you like and you'd like to have customized to what you want, maybe have some feature added or changed in some way. Well, they can do that for you with Amish Furniture for generations. But right now, you've got more and more to look at than you ever have before, because Kent had been there to the market, I don't know, about 90 days ago, I guess. And now, the things that he wanted to bring in are on the floor. So you'll be able to see some of the newest features, some of the newest things that they've done at Amish Furniture for Generations, with the same quality as you've always come to expect. So go have a look at that, and he'll be glad to show you the little nuances, the changes that have happened, because even though it's a very traditional way of building furniture, they do modernize it. And also remember, one of the only things that they do over there that is not solid wood furniture is they do some man-made outdoor furniture. So Adirondack chairs or swings or gliders, they have those. They also have trellises and other items. And those items may not be made of wood. And part of the deal there is, if you want something that's really bright and colorful for your outdoor furniture, then you'll be able to make that selection as well. And again, you can pick the color, you can pick the style. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville, just down from the Kroger.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
See us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A new survey of benefits from the Society for HR Management finds that employers are cooling towards certain wellness benefits. Originally designed to cut employers' health costs, benefits like on-site flu shots, 24-hour nurse hotlines, health coaching, and insurance premium discounts for weight loss have all declined over the past year. The study found that as employers begin to analyze return on investment and participation data, they may be taking a step back. Fewer employers are making seasonal flu vaccinations available at work, with 54% doing so, down from 61% last year. California regulators and utility executives are staring down a natural gas shortage in the Los Angeles area that could trigger up to 2 weeks of electrical blackouts this summer. The state's electric grid operator says it may call for emergency reductions in electricity use today and tomorrow, as a heat wave in Southern California is expected to push up demand for air conditioning. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Customer service is probably number one for me when it comes to businesses that I like to frequent. Customer service is super important. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink, and I got to tell you something about their customer service. It's incredible. I was talking to him the other day. I had a problem with my service that was my fault. I made a mistake when setting up my own service, and I talked to them, asked them if they could help me out, and they did everything they could. They, in fact, went above and beyond to help me. They have live local customer service to keep you online all the time, and that totally helped me. And it was even something, like I said, that was my fault. They took care of it. It was awesome. Not only that, their service is fantastic. You can get instant access to Hulu right now, right on your TiVo, in case you forget to maybe record your favorite shows, or maybe if you want to watch one of Hulu's amazing original series, make the switch right now during their Switch and Shout event. It's super easy. You can get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com for more information today.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got it for you today. It's the first day of summer. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, not the really, really dangerously hot weather we had last week with heat indices up around 105 or so. Highs all week long going to be right about 92, 93 degrees, something like that. And we do have a 30% chance of showers today. And if we have any of those showers, then they'll probably happen in the afternoon, you know, after 1 o'clock or so. And then we'll the 30% chance of showers tonight, then 20% tomorrow. No mention of rain for the balance of the week, and the lows each night will be down in the lower 70s, so that should be fairly pleasant. Right now, the winds are calm, 90% relative humidity. We have fair skies, and we're looking at 78.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
A few months ago, the Federal Communications Commission began a process to force all American cable providers to allow customers to buy their own cable boxes and stop paying monthly rental fees to the cable operators, much like it was with the phone companies in the early 80s. Hi, it's Kim Commando. The cable companies quickly came out fighting because they would lose about $230 a year from every subscriber. Nationally, that adds up to more than $19 billion annually. This is a battle the cable industry can't win. So now, Comcast and AT&T are offering a compromise. No more cable boxes. All new TVs will come with an app for a particular cable system, much like the Netflix and YouTube apps on all new smart TVs. Initial signs within the FCC seem positive. While it won't happen overnight, the end of your cable TV decoder set-top box is on the horizon. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Westside Bryan Highway was closed 4 hours yesterday following a crash that killed one driver and severely injured another driver. According to Bryan Police, a southbound car on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Villa Maria was going north when it was struck by an oncoming pickup. The driver of the car, 83-year-old Toshiko Bissett, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The source of thick and black smoke over Bryan yesterday around noon was an oil tank fire behind a nursing home west of the Blinn College campus. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no cause has been determined to how the fire started and no one was injured. The Lampstand Nursing Home on East 29th was not evacuated. It took firefighters from Bryan and College Station 30 minutes to extinguish the fire. Six engines and two ladder trucks were on the scene. The oil tanks were initially cooled by water and then foam was applied. The next step in the recruitment of Houston YMCA branches in the Twin Cities starts soon. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney, a member of the local Y Advisory Committee, says a telephone survey starts the 26th.
To find out exactly what kind of programs would they like, what kind of components would they like to see within the facility.
Dr. Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this is in addition to recommendations made by the local committee.
We're willing to see just what the citizens want before we go forward with asking an architect actually to sit down and give us a drawing.
Results of the telephone survey conducted by a company called Foursquare Research are expected August 1st. Two familiar names are returning to the Texas Reds Festival for its 10th anniversary year. Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association says Rodney Crowell will be performing Saturday and Ray Wiley Hubbard on Sunday, September 24th and 25th.
We had Ray Wiley last year, and he was very popular, and he liked it as much as the people who listened to him did. They called us and wanted to come back this year, so we figured with the 10th anniversary, we needed a legend to come back, so we're happy to have both of those men back to entertain us.
30 more entertainers are also lined up for the festival.
We are reducing the number of stages that we have. We'll have the palace and then two or three other stages. We haven't fully fleshed out the rest of the lineup yet, but we will be bringing back some bands that are well-known in this area.
The area where steaks are served in downtown Bryan on Saturday night will be the location of a first-ever Sunday brunch of steak and eggs. And there will be a kickoff dinner the Thursday night before the festival at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. A state-licensed residential care facility for 8 through 17-year-old boys located northeast of Bryan was the subject of a rare community meeting this month. That's after neighbors directed complaints to State Representative Kyle Cassell.
Cassell says his foremost concern was and continues to be citizen safety and holding Everyday Life Boys Ranch accountable to state standards. Cassell says that's after hearing what he described as a disturbing number of crimes at the facility located near Tabor. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says at the ranch last year, deputies detained 28 residents and responded to 31 reports of runaways, which leads to neighbors' complaints of trespassing.
We got a couple of cases of, you know, theft of a bicycle and from the yards. And in one incident that was reported to us that a boy ended up on the front porch of a house and confronted a resident and raised a level of concern.
Safety is also a concern to Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, who says they have contacted the ranch about behavior issues for the last 5 years. Dr. Wallace says at 7 schools, lots of classroom time has been taken away due to disruptions, thefts, assaults, and other incidents.
We spend more time with everyday law students and their behavior than any other subgroup in our school.
Cedric Payton, who's been with the family-owned facility since it began in 2001, said he was surprised and unaware about the complaints from the neighbors. Payton says he wants a good working relationship.
We depend so much on the Brazos Valley to help support our organization. We have a lot of school teachers and people in the community that really do a lot for our organization, our kids, and we want to keep that connection.
Julie Moody of the Department of Family and Protective Services, the state agency that regulates the ranch, says the bottom line is to find a way to make everyone happy in order to serve the children.
Foster children aren't criminals. We can't lock children up because they're in the foster care system. They have the same rights as all of our children, so we have to keep that in mind as well.
As a takeaway from the meeting, Cassell told WTAW News he looks forward to continuing the dialogue in order to find a mutually beneficial resolution for all parties. Cassell's statement and interviews with all the speakers are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, warm and humid for today. We'll be up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. By late in the day, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy overnight with lows near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. Thunderstorm may pop up late in the day. Any activity, again, is going to be rather isolated, 90 to 95. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we have sun in the forecast for Wednesday. Highs will be 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:38. A flight headed to Phoenix reportedly returned to Houston due to record-breaking heat. That's the story from ABC 13. The United flight operated by Mesa Airlines, reportedly minutes from Sky Harbor Airport before being sent back. The statement said, quote, United Express Flight 6181 operated by Mesa Airlines returned to Houston due to weather in Phoenix. Phoenix passengers would be accommodated on an extra flight that has been added for tomorrow morning. On Sunday, the new record high temperature was set in Phoenix at 118. National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings Sunday through Wednesday, with highs projected at 118 for yesterday and today.
You know, and I was talking about it with a girl this weekend from Arizona State, and she said, you know, people always say, well, it's a dry heat. She goes, well, an oven is dry heat, too.
Yeah, it's
still really hot.
Yeah, it is. It just gets – well, and we have days when it's hot here, and we know it. You know, it's when you go outside and it takes your breath away for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will never forget one time I was going through there, and – they made people stand outside to smoke. Now, and it was, I forget, it was 110 or something when I was going through. And, you know, you really got to want to smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really got to want to be doing that. If you're going to stand out there when it's 100 and a bunch. And so there. Now, it's interesting. So I went back and looked this up. As temperatures increase and humidity increases, the air becomes less dense, and therefore the air creates less lift for airplanes. It follows then that airplanes need more runway to take off. In 2000, the north runway at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, the longest, was lengthened by 11,500 feet. Each airplane has its own specs that dictate, based on weight, engine performance, temperature, and humidity, and elevation, how much runway the pilot is going to require to take off safely. So that's what happens. It really is a situation where, based on the aircraft and the specs, maybe it's not. I would have thought, couldn't they have diverted to Las Vegas or back to Albuquerque or something like that? Why do you have to return all the way back to Houston?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's somewhere closer.
Yeah,
makes
and again,
more sense.
If they're saying they were almost there, I don't know what almost there means, but almost there also means that they're probably close to someplace else they could have landed.
Yeah, unless they're just thinking those people who were from Houston, if they weren't going to be able to get on another flight that day.
Could be.
Well, at least we'll get you back home.
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
All right. So, a London-based data collection company studied the habits of Android users across the world. Now, either of you guys Android people?
I'm an iPhoner.
Yep, I'm a Mac.
Mm-hmm. I'm an Android. Okay. All right. So anyway, they study the habits of Android users across the world to monitor the changing popularity of social media apps. Well, this certainly doesn't apply to me. Anyway. Study looked at the data from 9 countries comparing the apps for the first 3 months of the year compared to the same time last year, and found that across the board, people are spending less time on their social media apps. In almost all countries, time spent on the 4 leading social media apps, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, had all fallen, except in Germany, where they stayed about the same. Changes varied quite a bit depending on which app and which country. Overall, the declines were less for Facebook and more substantial for Snapchat and Twitter. In France, time spent on Twitter had dropped by a third.
Hmm.
So
strange.
Now, we want you to interact with us. We really do. We want to get your texts. We also want to get pictures or anything else that you have. And we have ways for you to do that. But I don't know. Are you guys finding that you're spending your time elsewhere on your phone or just not on your phone?
Well, you know, when it comes to apps and social media, I personally, I'll use Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter, the apps. But when it comes to Facebook, I find it more convenient to use it from, you know, my Google Chrome,
right,
than the Facebook app. I find app kind of clunky myself.
Chelsea?
Facebook I don't really use a lot of because I only use it for work. I don't use it personally.
Right.
I'm on my computer a lot. Obviously, I sit here and stare at the computer screen
right,
most
sure.
of the day. So I do, but when I'm away from the computer, I do use Instagram and Twitter a lot. But that's just, it's also just the nature of the business we're in.
Yep.
You know,
communication
so
is part
communication
of what,
yeah. is just everything. And it's part of me also creating my brand of myself,
right.
and, you know, getting myself out there, whether with work and stuff like that. So I'm on it still quite a bit, but I think it's more so people just trying to get off their phones
at all. Yeah. And I think probably we'll bring this up on another day in another hour to discuss it, because that wanting to disconnect on your own level.
Mm-hmm.
And, You know, think about your response time. How has your response time changed? And, you know, do you look at something and then maybe decide to respond later, or you just go, yeah, and you don't ever think that you need to like that?
It's kind of funny because I recently have gotten into Instagram and Twitter and stuff more. I used to just be a Facebook guy, and then I figured, well, you know, I'm on the air now. You know, I've got you know, I'm mm-hmm. trying to build my brand, mm-hmm. and so I just recently got into all these other apps, and now people are saying, oh no, yeah, that's the past.
Dang, you're behind the curve, but that's right. But the thing is, there'll be another corner to turn. We just don't know exactly what it is yet.
Right.
And I won't find out about it for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, and that is what is so interesting, because everybody believes that technologically, and we talk about it usually about climate change, everybody thinks that our technology is not going to advance there either. That we're always going to continue to do things just the way we do them in 2016. Well, we're not. How many things do you do in 2016 that you used to do in 06? I mean, you know, things do change and technology does change, and the next big thing will be out there somewhere.
The next Elon Musk, the next Steve Jobs.
Yeah, whatever it does happen to be. We did find out, however, that apparently Mark Zuckerberg earns what the average American worker earns in 13 seconds. Okay. We had that story once expressed in another way. It said if Bill Gates were walking into the building at Microsoft and he dropped $500, it wouldn't be worth his time to reach down and pick it up.
Wow.
Okay. Which, of course, is not right, but what they were trying to show is how much money he was making or how fast he was accumulating wealth, if
$500 saved is $500 earned.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up before the end of the show today, how much money does the average American have in their pocket?
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
It's that time of the month that Fran Lamb does all the work, and now she's going to talk about one of my favorite singers of all time, Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans. Take it away, Fran.
Johnny Gale Horton was born in November of 1960. He was most famous for his so-called saga songs, which began a kind of historical ballad craze back in the 1950s and early 60s. In 1953, Johnny had a run of bad luck. His career stalled, and he became so disillusioned that he got a job outside of music. Things soon turned around, however, and success came along with the hit records. Johnny Horton's success included The Battle of New Orleans, written by Jimmy Driftwood, which won a Grammy Award in 1960. Another song called When It's Springtime in Alaska, It's 40 Below, went to number one on the country music charts. And remember, North to Alaska and Sink the Bismarck. Johnny Horton was a longtime member of the Louisiana Hayride, a music venue that promoted the careers of several other artists, including Elvis Presley and Hank Williams. In fact, Johnny moved to Shreveport just to be closer to the Hayride Auditorium. Johnny Horton and his band traveled to Austin for a gig at the Skyline Club. The start of the show was delayed because Johnny refused to come out of his dressing room. He reported to his manager that he had a vision of a man in the bar threatening him and eventually killing him. Finally, his manager managed to calm Johnny's fears, and the show went on as planned. After the show, the group started back to Shreveport via Highway 79. With his bass player in the front seat and the manager in the back, they set off for Shreveport. His manager remembered that Johnny was driving too fast and dangerously. About 2 a.m., while crossing a bridge near Milano, a pickup truck swerved in front of Johnny's car. It was a narrow bridge, and both the truck and the car plunged off the bridge to the train trestles below. The truck driver was a 19-year-old Aggie student. Johnny Horton died en route to the hospital after the accident. The band members survived with serious injuries. At Johnny's funeral, Johnny Cash read scriptures, and other musician friends sang songs to honor their friend and great country artist. Who could have known that the success of Johnny Horton's story songs would preview the tragic ending of his life on a bridge in Malham County? I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. A special thank you to writer Mike Cox for his additional historical facts. To listen to this episode and other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb, and that's another edition of Heritage Highlights, and that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now it's time for a few things you didn't know yesterday. Yeah, because it's Monday. There are 2,070 tons of cereal Americans eat for breakfast every morning. As we mentioned, Mark Zuckerberg makes more money in 13 seconds than the average worker does in a week.
Must be nice.
Yes, it must. The amount it would cost to carpet all the land on Earth, based on a price of $8.58 a square foot, be $1.5 trillion.
Okay. That's lower than I thought.
If you drove 70 miles an hour, the amount of time it would take for you to drive from here to the moon, at 70 miles an hour, 19 weeks and 5 days.
Huh.
The number of ants there are on Earth. 300 million trillion.
How do they know that?
Exactly. I mean, come up with any kind of number and just, yes.
There's a gazillion billionaires.
That's right. Another one here. The number of words the average person speaks in a lifetime, 191 million. Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet we are the exception to that rule.
And if you, yeah, we do more than our share. If you never shaved, the average man's beard would be 26 feet long.
Whew. Now, that one could be proven. There might be a guy out there with a 26-foot-long beard.
Right. And now, back to the stuff we could probably relate to. Yeah. The average amount of money a U.S. American carries in his pocket, $104.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Right. That's more than you thought, right?
Yeah.
Which means there's some people who are really walking around with a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Well, you know, professional athletes and stuff like that.
Seems kind of dangerous.
They make it rain money. Yeah, okay. So if your morning cup of coffee isn't giving you the jolt that you need, let's save this. Chelsea's on another route right now. We'll save that because she's apparently a coffee monster.
She's the coffee
drinker. You know, if that be the case. A woman in China almost missed out on a $15,000 cash prize because her family believed she was being scammed. The woman won the money for winning a slogan contest for a streaming service. I got to believe in China, $15,000 is pretty serious money.
Yeah.
So the persistent employees had to convince her she really won the contest. Her family thought phone calls telling her she won were a scam. They thought because she didn't have a college degree, there was no way that she could win. Well, she did, so there. All right, here we go. Is your morning cup of coffee not giving you the jolt that you need?
Correct.
We started this story, and I waited until you came back so we could give you, since...
Thank
since,
you.
Yeah, since you
We're
are...
We're busy talking about hot weather over there on
okay,
Peace.
Okay, yeah. Well, here we go. Let's talk coffee. Well, it says the reason you're not getting the jolt is probably because you're not getting enough sleep.
Mm. That is true.
Well, really?
Yeah, okay.
So you have to have sleep for caffeine to work?
A new military study out of Walter Reed Army Institute found that caffeine doesn't improve alertness or mental performance after a few nights of limited sleep. CBS says, the news says that volunteers were limited to just 5 hours of sleep for a 5-day period and given 200 milligrams of caffeine to keep them stimulated during their waking hours. That's equaling about two cups of coffee. For the first few, the volunteers were getting the caffeine boost performed better on mental skills, but that edge was lost after about 3 days of little sleep. Adults should be getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Oh, sure we should.
Sure.
Yeah.
I will say, I told Brad this morning when I got in that the time difference in California mixed with my sleep schedule was a little rough this weekend.
So what happened then? Because that puts you like waking up at like weird in the morning, right?
Yeah, and I did. So I got in Thursday evening California time around 6:30, which is 8:30 here, already about my bedtime.
Okay, yeah.
But we went to dinner and, you know, and then... but my body still woke up, you know, 1:30, 3:30. And
good.
I was okay during the days, but nights and mornings were definitely a little rough trying to figure that out.
Without a doubt, I think it's for people. Well, and you know, and that's you consider the people who run for president. I mean, they have to do that for months at a time.
Right. Yeah. Or even you think about broadcasters or people that travel across the country for several different events, whether, you know, it's TV or, as you said, the presidential campaign. I mean, the jet lag is a thing that they just don't get rid of.
No. Well, and I'm sure they've done, you know, and they've done plenty of studies, and the people who live in this world understand that. And I know I've read about how they tell the president that you need to change your sleep cycle before you get on the airplane if you're going across the ocean for this reason. And so they do some things like that. But just for Joe Public, you know, the Johnny Lunch Buckets of the world who are doing that kind of stuff.
One of our guest speakers, I think, said they just try to their best follow whatever the time is that they're there. So if their bedtime is always 9 o'clock, they just always go to bed at 9 o'clock, no matter where they are or whatever. But your body still is going to feel differently.
Sure. And if it's a burst of travel, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're doing it over an extended period of time and continually traveling, I can imagine it would certainly take its toll as far as your mental acuity is concerned.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian Von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. helixsleep.com/try now.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at GalleriaDayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Couple of minutes till the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, this is perfect. A truck in New Jersey carrying deli meats collided with a truck that was carrying bread. Yeah.
In the most delicious accident
I'm
ever.
I'm guessing that's probably exactly right. Wow. here's a new trend, apparently. people seeking relief from various medical conditions by intentionally swallowing parasitic worms.
Ooh. You know, I've heard about this. People trying to lose weight swallowing tapeworms. That's been going on for decades.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they swallow another pill that's supposed to kill the tapeworm, but sometimes it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Yeah.
All right. Have you seen the embarrassing video from England where the Queen of England is scolding Prince William? That's her adult married grandson during a formal ceremony. Telling him to stand up? Yeah. Stand up and spit your gum out, too. Yeah, really? I haven't checked that out. And we'll have to dig this out tomorrow. New statistics show that the place in U.S. America with the highest share of upper-class residents is Midland, Texas.
Really?
And I'm having to think there's something like per capita involved there.
Right.
Because, you know, if you know that... So my son is married to a girl from Midland, and that's what they say is, in Midland, that's where the people who run the oil companies live, and the workers live in Odessa, and it is.